This is Vic once again with Catholic Opinion. I'd like to welcome all our listeners, those especially in Auckland and those overseas who can now hear the program. Welcome. So we talk about the Catholic Church and the history of the Bible. Today I'm going to speak about a great mystery. It's a great mystery, especially in the early church. In the early church, when Jesus died and rose from the dead, and he had taught them that he was God, the second person of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, one God. And everybody was saying, if he's God, how did he possibly become God? And nobody knew. So the great evangelist St. Luke interviewed Our Lady, and he wrote down what we read later in the program on how God himself became man. Jesus used to live in Nazareth, was near the Decapolis. There were 10 Greek cities in that northern part of Israel. And the Greeks believed there were many gods, a god for every purpose. And God often became man. And they chased all the gals, they used to drink too much often. But nevertheless, the concept of God becoming man was quite strong amongst the Jews. And even the Jews themselves knew from the scriptures that God was going to become a man. They knew that he'd be born in Bethlehem, that he'd die in Jerusalem, that he'd have his hands would be pierced, and his blood would save all men, and the Gentiles would come into the church. And so from this, we see how did God come man. It's all written in the scriptures. So where's he from, they'd ask. How could a God become a man? And so now I'll get my daughter Marianne to read chapter 1 of St. Luke's Gospel, verse 26. This is the greatest page in the Bible, listen. In this page, God becomes man. So listen carefully, it's very important. It tells us how God became man. That he sent an angel, the angel Gabriel, to a virgin in a little village of Galilee. Was a massive question.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who, having heard, was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary, rising up in those days, went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. And she entered into the house of Zachary and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Thanks very much, Marianne. So, listeners, in Jesus' time, when he worked maybe 1,000 miracles, in every village he cured everybody, he brought many people back to life. And his great miracles, he brought himself back to life. So for that, because he said he was God, which to the Jew was blasphemy, because they said he can't be God, but his miracle proved that he was God. So they killed him. So if they killed him, what would they do to his mother, who claimed to be the mother of God? So likewise, she must be under the death penalty from the Jews. Because when Jesus carried his cross to Calvary, they got Simeon to help him carry the cross. And also, Veronica wiped the face of Jesus because he was just in a shocking state. And for that, there's a tradition that Veronica, she was bricked into the walls of Jerusalem with no bread and water. So she died there as a martyr for helping Jesus. So you can just think what the penalty of Mary would have been for saying she was Mother of God. So, therefore, there would be death sentence overhead all the time after Jesus died. So she'd be very careful where she went and what she did, because she under the sentence of death from the Jews for saying that she was Mother of God. And she never told everybody. It was just to St. Luke, whose feast day it is today. And he wrote this gospel that Marianne just read. It's so important, listen, that when we say our rosary about the life of Jesus, we say every Hail Mary we say, which was over 50 in each set of praying. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. That is the word of the angel to Mary, the word from God himself, saying, will you be the mother of my son? For him to become man, he had to have a human mother. So it was the hope of every Jew. Every Jewish girl got married in the hope that she would be the mother of the Messiah when he came. So the chosen one by God was Mary from Nazareth. And Mary's mother is what we call Saint Anne. Her husband was what we call Joachim. So Joachim and Anne, they were the grandparents of Jesus. So they're in the Apocrypha, which is not actually part of the scriptures, but they're also written by, one of them is written by St. James, who was a cousin of our Lord. And he said that there was this Joachim man who had Mary. Mary was their daughter. And that the angel Gabriel came to Anne and announced to her that she would be the mother of the Messiah himself. So all the Theophany would know this. So when Jesus picked his apostles, six of the apostles he picked, they were his cousins. And even St. Matthew, who wrote the great Gospel of St. Matthew, he was a cousin of Jesus. He was a son of Alphaeus, the scriptures tell us. So then when they killed So after Jesus died, the first person to die for Jesus, all the apostles were first flogged for preaching the name of Jesus. They were taken and whipped. And St. Stephen, he was flogged for being a follower, stoned to death for being a follower of Jesus. And as was Veronica, she was put to death. So they were tough times. The Christians were persecuted greatly. And after that, when they went to Rome, there was massive persecution. In the first 300 years of the Catholic Church, millions of Catholics were killed by the emperors who wanted to be worshipped as God. But the Christians would not worship him because they knew that Jesus Christ himself was God. There's only one true God who was not the emperor. So that's the story, listen. Especially a great story that we just read of that great mystery. That how did God himself become a man? So he became a man through the angel coming to his mother. Which us Catholic, we meditate on all the time, day and night. This night I say my rosary, always saying the same words, thinking of how God himself came in to save us, how he went on to die on the cross, his blood saved us. And through his body and blood, every day I go to communion in church and receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. To be a Catholic, you have to believe this. It's not so much we understand it because it's a mystery. We have to believe it because Jesus Christ, who was God, he told us this mystery. That, and also that he would forgive us our sins if we went to the priest. Our priests are very important to us in the church because they give us the sacraments. They give us Holy Communion. They give us our sins forgiven and confession. And the way we call a priest father, because he's the father of our eternal life. He's a great one to help us to get to heaven. We love our priest, whereas everybody else seems to hate our priest but we love them. They're great men. All my memories of peace, all my childhood, are great memories of very great men. So, that, listeners, is a great mystery. So we'll now ask Marianne to read again, once again, how that great mystery took place. We'll read it to ask you to chapter 1 and chapter 2 of St. Luke's Gospel. Try and read it yourself, listener, because it's the greatest page in the Bible.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel being come and said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, who having heard was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father, and he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee, and therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary, rising up in those days, went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. And she entered into the house of Zachary and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the infant leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed art thou that hast believed, because those things shall be accomplished that were spoken to thee by the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath received Israel his servant, being mindful of his mercy. As he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and she returned to her own house. Now Elizabeth's full time of being delivered was come, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbours and kinsfolks heard that the Lord had showed his great mercy towards her, and they congratulated with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him by his father's name Zachary. And his mother answering said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said to her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And demanding a writing table, he wrote, saying, John is his name. And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came upon all their neighbours, and all these things were noised abroad over all the hill country of Judea. And all they that they heard them laid them in their hearts, saying, What unone, think ye, shall this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. And Zechariah's father was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, because he hath visited and wrought the redemption of his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation to us in the house of David his servant. As he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, who are from the beginning, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy testament, the oath which he swore to Abraham our father that he would grant to us, that being delivered from the hand of our enemies, we may serve him without fear, in holiness and justice before him all our days. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people unto the remission of their sins, through the bowels of the mercy of our God, in which the Orient from on high hath visited us. To enlighten them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to direct our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and was strengthened in spirit and was in the deserts until the day of his manifestation to Israel. Chapter 2, the birth of Christ, his presentation in the temple, Simon's prophecy. Christ at 12 years of age is found amongst the doctors. And it came to pass that in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This enrolling was first made by Cyrenus, the governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his espoused wife, who was with child. And it came to pass that when they were there, her days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in the swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds watching and keeping the night watches over their flock. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the brightness of God shone around about them, and they feared with a great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all the people. For this day is born to you a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord, in the city of David. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will." And it came to pass after the angels departed from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem, and let us see this word that has come to pass, which the Lord hath showed to us." And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. And seeing, they understood of the word that had been spoken to them concerning this child. And all that heard wondered, and at those things they were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these words, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And after 8 days were accomplished, that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which is called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And after the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they carried him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male opening the womb shall be called holy to the Lord." And to offer a sacrifice according as it is written in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was in him. And he had received an answer from the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he also took him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now thou dost dismiss thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word and peace, because my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to the revelation of the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." And his father and mother were wondering at those things which were spoken concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and for the resurrection of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be contradicted. And thy own soul a sword shall pierce, that out of many hearts thoughts may be revealed." And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was far advanced in years, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow until 84 years, who departed not from the temple, by fastings and prayers serving night and day. Now she at the same hour coming in confessed to the Lord, and spoke of him to all that looked for the redemption of Israel. And after they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their city Nazareth. And the child grew and waxed strong, full of wisdom, and the grace of God was in him. And his parents went every year to Jerusalem at the solemn day of the Pasch. And when he was 12 years old, they going into Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And having fulfilled the days when they returned, the child Jesus remained in Jerusalem, and his parents knew it not. And thinking that he was in the company, they came a day's journey and sought him among their kinsfolks and acquaintance. And not finding him, they returned into Jerusalem seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his wisdom and his answers. And seeing him, they wondered. And his mother said to him, "Son, why hast thou done this to us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." And he said to them, "How is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?" And they understood not the word that he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. And his mother kept all these words in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace with God and men. Chapter 3, John's mission and preaching. Christ is baptized by him. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and Philip his brother, tetrarch of Eutrea, and the country of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene. Under the high priests Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord was made unto John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he came into all the country about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of penance for the remission of sins. As it was written in the book of the sayings of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways plain, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. He said therefore to the multitudes that went forth to be baptized by him, ye offspring of vipers, who has showed you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of penance, and do not begin to say, we have Abraham for our father. For I say unto you that God is able to of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. For
good, thanks very much, Marianne. That is a great meditation, listeners. I recommend you read those three chapters of St. Luke's Gospel. So when we say the rosary every day, some of us have prayed all day long. Those are our main meditations of the joyful mysteries of the rosary. That's the joys of Our Lady. And the next five brackets is the sorrowful mystery, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And then there's the glorious mystery, how Jesus Christ, he starts his church and he rises from the dead. So, listeners, St. Luke was a very great person. He was a doctor who wrote all this, a doctor, and interviewed Our Lady, we can see from these readings here. And he's particularly warm towards women. His gospel covers many women that are there. The woman is the cross, and the mercy of Jesus is very strong there. And besides being a doctor, they say he was also a painter. He painted one of the great paintings of Our Lady with the infant and son. And so we can see from even just the reading of how he gave the time of Jesus' coming, how he spoke, who was king of Israel, who was king of all the countries surrounded, who was the high priest, who was the great emperor at the time. So he was very precise, we could understand. So we can understand from his reading what's being said, that God becomes man here. Now, listeners, when we say our rosary, this is what we meditate all the time. We say these prayers over and over again because the prayers are very great. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord's with thee. The word from God the Father, that his own son was going to become a man. He needed a mother, and Mary was the chosen one. She was born without any sign of sin. Not only was she born with no sin, she was conceived without any sin. So that's the great importance of her parents, Joachim and Anna. So Mary and Anna now and I say one tick of the rosary. We'll say the joyful mystery. It might not sound much, listen, but the words to us, they are important. But especially important is the meditation. So in these joyful mystery, we have all these reads we just read now from St. Luke. The first three chapters of St. Luke are the joyful mystery of the rosary. So I recommend that you read these first three chapters and try and learn from your machines how to say the rosary. Many non-Catholic people now say the rosary. They can learn from the internet. So we'll start now. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
The first joyful mystery, Annunciation. How God himself became man. How God sent the angel Gabriel to the little girl in Nazareth, Mary. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
And we end up with the prayer that Our Lady gave us of Fatima to her Son. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and bring all souls to heaven, especially those in mercy of thy mercy. So listen, we've done all those readings now. If you read them yourself, you can see the three canticles, songs that St. Luke gave us, and we see Joseph there, how Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And also we have the generations. In the chapter 3 of St. Luke, we have the 75 generation of Jesus' ancestor going right back to Adam. So that's amazing that they knew who his forefather was for 75 generations. In the St. Matthew, the opening of St. Matthew's Gospel, we have the generation, 42 generation from Jesus back to the founder of Israel, Abraham himself. And we also have Joseph, have John the Baptist, all the great people, and David from the Old Testament. Because Jesus, the Messiah, had to be the son of David, because that was prophecy in the Old Testament. And Jesus was the son of David through those ancestors. Well, listen, thank you very much. I see the program is coming to its end now. So we hope to speak to you next week again. And now that I'm getting a bit older, I don't come quite so much into the studio to make the program. So hope you be patient with me, an old man talking to you. God bless you. Good afternoon. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.